Welcome to Nerd and the Noob, episode 64, Marvel Phase 3 and more. Hello!
I'm Batman.
Welcome to Nerd and the Noob. If this is your first time here, how are you? I totally lost my... I had a perfect intro last week, and now I've already forgotten what I did. It's like, what was it? It was something because I rolled right into the Facebook page. Do you remember what it was?
Nope.
I don't either. We are the Nerd and the Noob. This is a comic book / nerd podcast. If you want to get a hold of us in any way, shape, or form, easiest way is probably facebook.com/nerdandthenoob or just go to nerdandthenoob.com. Other than that, let's get started.
My name is Greg. I am your nerd.
I'm Michael. I'm your noob. Are we ready? Oh, we got two things to promote this week. First thing is that we are two people shy of 200 likes on Facebook. So if you've got a friend who hasn't liked us or you haven't told us about to them,
steal something valuable.
Yep.
And then take them to the website and make them click it.
Exactly. And then make them click the like button. Also, if you were around here last year, we had Nerd Madness, our version of March Madness for the basketball stuff.
I don't know if that was old or nerdy to an extreme.
The basketball stuff?
On that there, the internet, on the Facebooks.
Anyway, so we did it last week, and what we do is we take a bunch of characters from nerd culture, and we pit them against each other. Last year, Yoda beat Hulk in the final.
Yep.
And won.
A lot of pissed off people for
that
one.
Yeah, there was. So, that's gonna be starting up very, very soon. I'm assuming first of next month, right? Considering it's coinciding.
March. Yeah. Yes.
So, keep that in mind. We're gonna do voting all over the place, and we'll let you know as we go. You ready to start the show? All right, welcome to the main event. We got one story this week in the main event, and that is we're going to talk some Marvel Phase 3.
This comes from schmozno.com, and it's an exclusive from a source of theirs called, whose name is Victor Jones. If you know who that is, let us know, because we have no clue who he is.
Right.
But he has... according to him, verified the ins and the outs of the Phase 3.
Or at least some of it.
Yeah. He's saying that he's heard quotes from several people, including people like Kevin Feige. You still have a problem with me saying it that way.
I don't like that name.
Within the Marvel movie universe, saying that Guardians of the Galaxy is supposed to be a single movie.
A one and done,
which they haven't done yet.
Right. Which the thing that is the most frustrating thing is, here's the thing.
If it ends up great.
They don't want to do all the movies as trilogies. Which, here's my problem. Why do they all have to be trilogies? Why can't you do a one and a two? Why can't you do a one, two, three, and four? To be honest, why is trilogy the sudden thing?
It's not a sudden thing. It's the thing. Some of the most lasting cultural affecting movies in the last 40 years are trilogies.
Okay. Well, then try and think up some good duos.
There are none.
Oh, come on. There's got to be at least one.
If they're out there, I don't know.
There's got to be at least one good duo movie.
So,
I've got one.
Okay.
Batman and Batman Returns.
I completely agree. That's all that came out.
Yes, because there was nothing with Val Kilmer or George Clooney. Those are great duos. Because, think about it. That's the same set of actors going along. Not counting the bad guys, but you had Michael Keaton, you had Alfred. It was the same premise Batman, and then they
Most of the time, if it stops at a sequel, your sequel is never as good as your original, and it's not even good enough to get the third. That's what normally happens. You get the third, your first one is good, your second is strong, and your third is completed and trash the entire franchise.
So, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a quote here from, what was his name? Victor Jones. says, I can confirm that as of the end of January, Marvel has no plans to make a Guardians 2. Marvel was planning on Guardians being a one and done, so unless they have a complete 180 in the last couple of weeks, I very much doubt there will be a Guardians 2.
So he gave us what would possibly be in the Phase 3. Go down on the story a little bit. And it would be... the movies that will be part of Phase 3 for absolute certainty are Ant-Man, Cap 3, Thor 3, Avengers 3, and Doctor Strange. Woo-hoo!
Don't know what that was.
It's going to end up being Johnny Depp. No! Just to kill that for you and to take this segment off of me for a while.
Oh.
Because if it happens, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of that.
So, what? Val Kilmer?
No. Mine's Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be weird if Vin Diesel played Doctor Strange? What's funny
is they say they don't want all of them to be triples.
Right.
And yet you have Cap 3, Thor 3, Avengers 3.
Right.
Like, those are obviously going to be... Thor 3 is going to end up being Ragnarok. End of the World.
Okay.
Cap 3 is going to be...
Wait, how can they do End of the World if they're continuing the world?
No. They stop. It's Ragnarok. There's a thing. Like, it destroys... Asgard.
Oh, Asgard into the world, not our
pretty
into the world.
Well, a lot, but I think Earth is kind of, you know, Midgard is protected while other realms are injured.
Okay.
Avengers 3, I have no clue. I'm kind of hoping for a Civil War thing at some point.
Right.
Because at the end of Civil War, somewhere in that area, Steve Rogers dies.
permanently?
Never. No one dies permanently. But that also leads into a really cool thing. That would be a cool solo Winter Soldier story because he transfers into Cap.
Right.
He changes and becomes Cap for a while.
Then you got Ant-Man.
Who would probably get a trilogy. I think you end up with a trilogy with that.
You think you get Michael Douglas in three
movies?
No,
I think you end up with Michael Douglas with one movie and then they continue the rest of it with Paul Rudd. And his character. Maybe getting a little bit of Michael Douglas here and there.
Then Catherine Zeta-Jones is going to make an appearance if Michael Douglas is in it.
She could totally be, like, an older version of Janet Van Dyne, and I believe it.
Really?
But you waste that character because she's not doing all the, you know, the special effects where it would, you know, shrink down. where she shrinks down, gains the wings, flies around, zaps people.
Right.
I don't see her doing all that, but sure, I'm down, whatever.
Yeah. All right, like so Captain America 3, what is that going to be? That's going to be, you said that's going to be the death of Captain America.
I think you end up getting Cap 3, I think getting Cap 3 after the Avengers 3 could be a cool idea because you get...
a kind of an ending to this first set of trilogies?
Yes, and then Cap 3 is the death of Cap, so that would be kind of cool.
Does Thor ever die in the comics?
They bring in another Thor. Remember you liked Thunderstrike when we were kids?
I thought that was just Thor in human form.
No, that was another person picked up the walking stick that Donald Blake used to become Thor. Yeah, go back and check it, dude.
Who the hell's Donald Blake?
Dr. Donald Blake was Thor's alter ego on Earth so he could hide and have a human life.
Where did he get a stick from?
The stick was Mjolnir in... changed form.
Oh shit, I haven't read Thor in a long time.
I
remember parts of that.
You've got to assume Doc Strange is going to end up being the his start.
Well, yeah,
you know what you love, your
my origins.
You're an origin whore.
Love me some origins.
And then
telling you, if they did a live action version of the animated version, they did.
Yeah,
I'd that be was happy.
A good story. Front end of that was a lot stronger than the back end.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So I think you use the front end of that. With
use the origin section of it, but come up with a whole new,
yeah, a new
reasoning at the end.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
And then he goes on to say that in talks for possibles around Phase 3 or maybe leading into Phase 4 are movies like the ever-elusive Black Panther.
Right.
And the Inhumans. And if you don't know who the Inhumans are, I can't explain it here. You just need to go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
You get characters in that like Medusa and Black Bolt.
Where's Black Bolt?
Black Bolt's the king. He can't speak because when he does, it's like a force of nature.
Huh.
Like it's like being hit. It's like, I think if you think about it, it's kind of like Banshee when he screams, except all he has to do is talk.
Right.
And then, of course, Black Panther. I'm waiting to see that. I want to see Wakanda, because I think at one point, somewhere down the road, you could finally break an X-Men into the Avenger world and show his marriage to Aurora.
Storm.
Yes.
You could just say Storm.
I thought of her name first, weirdly enough.
You could have just said Storm. He says, this Victor guy says, there has been talk about Black Panther and lots of talk about the Inhumans. They're in the pipeline, but are pretty much in the same boat that Doctor Strange and Ant-Man were in 2 years ago, where they want them to happen, and they will most likely both happen, but it's just a question of how soon. However, those five films, Ant-Man, Cap 3, Thor 3, Doctor Strange, and Avengers 3, are sure things, and I can guarantee you they will all be announced at Comic-Con, if not sooner.
I'm ready for phase three. I mean, we've already worked our way into a lot of phase two, and Cap is coming out in a couple of months. Oh my God, it looks better every time we look at it.
Dude, what was it? Did I put it on Facebook or something like that? Like, I had been down on it. Like, it was, I didn't care much about it.
I want to watch Falcon jump off the carrier and be like, what, bitch?
I mean, like I said, I've been talking about, like, I'm not the biggest Cap fan.
Yeah.
Like, it's just me. And I saw one of the trailers and I went, "Duh."
Think about it, though. Crap. Okay, he's fought people, but, like, in Cap 1, he fought...
Nazis?
He fought Nazis who were not fist fighters. He fought the Red Skull, who was just strong. He wasn't really a fighter. Right. You know, that kind of fighter. In this one, he's going to be facing a guy who's trained to be his equal.
Right.
And so that knife sequence and stuff that they're doing, I cannot wait. That's like watching a lightsaber fight for
me. That's not even the exciting bit for me. The exciting bit for me is the political stuff of it. I'm going to really enjoy like the background shield stuff.
You really need to go read... oh, crap. That whole storyline, Ed Brubaker's Captain America run, he's very...
Is that the Captain America for President stuff?
No, that's different. That's the Ultimate Captain America.
Oh, okay.
President Captain Steve Rogers.
Captain America.
You think by the time the presidency came around, he'd be higher than Captain.
You think he could drop the Captain part? It's like, you've been promoted to General, but in fairness... We don't want to change the name of the toys.
Yeah.
So we're just going to keep you as a captain, but we're going to give you that pay grade.
Yeah. Virginia. But I'm ready to see that fight, and I want to see him. I hope during the course of this movie, he turns Bucky back to good, and then they get to fight next to each other again towards the end against the overall arcing bad guy.
Right.
My mind will be blown. You know,
I can kind of agree with you. Assuming the guy who's playing Bucky decides to stay on... I can kind of see how
a Winter Soldier Cap 3, as a Cap movie.
I can kind of see how Cap 3 is going to be the death of Steve Rogers, because the actor who's playing him, do you remember his name off the top of your head?
Chris Evans.
He's tired. Yeah. Like, he says he's just exhausted from doing all these movies. And so he's ready to be done with it. So that would be a good out. That's your trilogy for your Captain America. And then you turn around and Bucky becomes Cap.
And he doesn't need his own movie at that point. That character can come in.
He's had the background and all that. Exactly. And so you've got that Cap. I still say that probably after Cap 3, Cap quits becoming the linchpin for the Avengers and it becomes somebody else.
I agree.
So
that is our main event, if we didn't say what the title of the portion of this show is. We're getting, let's see here. We're getting
notes
from our producer. Could we see a crossover between Doc Strange and the Guardians? No, they're two different worlds. Doc Strange is in the mystical realm. Guardians 3 is considered what do they call it? It's like Marvel
expanded universe.
No. Marvel something. I can't think of it. It's
Space.
Like Marvel Space, something like that. I can't think of the word.
I don't think I've ever seen, heard the, where they met.
Winter Soldier, Red Skull toy, flashbacks like Armin Zola. Yeah, he's coming back. Let's see here. The guy who played Zola is in Cap. If you kill Cap, how does he save the day in Avengers 3, the Infinity Gauntlet? He dies at the end after the Infinity Gauntlet. Habuya-ka-cha.
Habuya-ka-cha.
Share.
So, alright, well, we're going to move on. Next thing we've got up is our noob versus category.
We're skipping the comic of the week and comics and TV, because we don't want to do that one every week.
I did kind of forget to watch TV this week.
We're behind.
Did you watch Arrow?
No, I've work's been crazy this week, and right. It's going to be crazy for a few weeks.
I kind of forgot to watch it.
So we're skipping the comic of the week and all that good stuff this week. We're going to move straight into the new verses. Last week was Magical Warfare 2 by Will McInnes. And it was Doctor Strange versus Loki. And surprise, surprise, you lost. Loki wins. I'm like 3-1.
For the year?
For the year.
See, Doctor Strange could totally whoop Loki's ass. 3-1. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. Doctor Strange whoop Loki's ass.
Apparently we didn't miss anything. Arrow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were both old episodes.
Oh, good. Then we didn't miss anything. So this week's new verses is going to be something good, I hope.
Possibly. What is it this week?
I don't know, but I'm burping up beer.
We need just a little hand radio thing to be like, meh, 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 like 50s radio sound music.
This week's new verses is Hot Chicks.
Freaking Hot Chicks.
Oh, freaking Hot Chicks.
Go. Jean Grey.
Okay, so
Phoenix Jean Grey.
No, you said Jean Grey first.
That's Phoenix.
No, it's not. There's two different. That's two different people.
Phoenix Jean Grey.
No,
I've made my selection. Don't argue it.
You said Jean Grey.
Make your selection.
You didn't say
Phoenix. Make your selection. No arguing.
Phoenix Jean Grey versus another freaking hot chick. Okay, so I'm gonna have to go think outside the box on this one. Cause
I don't care how big your box is, she's going down, bitch.
I was gonna go with Harley Quinn, but there's no way she beats her.
Nope.
So I need somebody with actual
Marvel Cosmic. That's the name of the space stuff.
Good job. Thank you for totally.
I don't know why. That yeah.
Oh crap! A doodle.
I win by default. I got it. Okay.
Hermione.
Oh, that's not fair. The Harry Potter nerds are going to eat that alive.
Hermione would totally come up with a spell to negate the powers of the Phoenix, which would cause Jean Grey to be a bitch.
Wait, I can't have Jean Grey. Why is Jean Grey out? The F. I guess I can't use her. Fine, you got Hermione? The F, man.
No, I'm good with Jean Grey.
Why is Jean out?
I don't know.
I'm being told Jean is out.
I'm good with that. But I'm good with that, though.
Maybe we've already used her.
I'm sure we've used Hermione, too.
I don't know if did we try.
But I think she's a hot chick. Why can I not use her?
I don't know.
It's like, come on now. But I'm sticking, unless I get yelled at by producer, I'm sticking with that.
She is already qualified. Oh, well, she's
not. That's okay. She's not going to win.
No, like, I want to. So, another hot chick.
Who are you gonna go with? Now you gotta face up against Hermione, the ultimate witch. That is a list. That is, except for maybe, Willow.
The ultimate hot chick, and I can't use Jean because she was in top 8 last year.
Come on,
I'm thinking. I had Jean, and I got turned down.
We should start making him give us the names we're not allowed to use ahead of time.
Because
that would make things simpler.
I don't know. I don't got much.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad girls, bad girls.
Wonder Woman?
Fair enough.
Can I use Wonder Woman?
I went okay with that. See, not your mommy, which I'm still trying to figure out who that is. Is our mommy? That's not our mommy, is it?
That's why it says not your mommy.
It's very misleading.
And our mom doesn't know how to troll.
That's true. She's too nice to troll. I feel really bad after all these weeks not knowing who that is.
I'm going with Wonder Woman.
Hmm.
Wonder Woman it is!
Yeah?
Yeah!
You think Wonder Woman can beat Hermione?
I think she's got some...
Physically, I think she's got
some resistance against magic.
No, she doesn't.
She's part of the Greek pantheon. They use some magical shit. I think she got it.
No. No.
And then I think she throws the rope over Hermione and makes her tell the truth about Harry. And then Ron crumbles over here. And then his wand breaks again.
Is that a metaphor?
No. That was literal. And then Hermione breaks down because she's now broken Ron's heart. And then Harry's over here rubbing his scar going, I don't know what to do. And then Jenny hits him in the face. And then all families break apart. The kids, they're, you know, in the muggle world now because, yeah, you know, just everything breaks down. All because Hermione has to tell the truth.
Yeah, that's all right. I already got a vote.
Hermione does not win!
All right, guys. So make sure you go to facebook.com/nerdofthenoob, and you'll find the vote links there throughout the next week. And vote for either Hermione or Wonder Woman. You can check out, we're in the chat now on the live at twitch.tv/nerdofthenoob. It should probably be up any minute now. You can put that in. You can vote there.
You can vote on the YouTube page or on the YouTube video.
You can send me a Twitter vote at nerdofthenoob.twitter.nerdofthenoob. Yeah, that one.
Twitter.com/nerdofthenoob.
Anyway.
There's addresses.
There's plenty of ways to vote. Just make sure you go and do it. And vote for Hermione. Because that's totally not cheating. All right.
I'm going to read. Our noob is going to read the producer's review for RoboCop that I've only actually heard good stuff about.
True that. So we got, went out and watched RoboCop last night with Carrie, the wife. Turned out to be very good, actually. It was a more realistic approach to the story. It went into detail about a lot of different aspects of the original movie. The tech we have nowadays in the movie almost made it seem like this could actually happen. All the turns and twists, the lies and deception that a corporation like OCP would do just for the money. It definitely wasn't as corny as I thought it would be. I hoped it would be good, but turned out to be better than I thought it would. If you enjoyed the original movies, this will be an upgrade, I promise. The only change I did not like, they made Lewis, which was Murphy's partner, a black guy and not a white woman. I love how when they, this is not part of this, I love how when they swap something, like, they swap it completely.
Swap the hell out of it.
Like, it's not just boy to girl.
These days, if his partner would have still been a woman, regardless, right, it would have had to have been a love interest. And that takes away from the wife and the kids.
He goes on to say, I can see a sequel in the future. Joel Kinnaman played a great Alex Murphy. I must say the acting really helped. Actors like Sam Jackson, Michael Keaton, and Gary Oldman just made it better. Considering I thought this would be another corny sci-fi flick, I was thinking a 6 out of 10, but after the fact, I am going with an 8 out of 10. Signed, the producer.
I agree with all of that. I'm going to go see it this week, I think. I'm going to try to.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh. Oh. All right, we could go see it because Gina's not going to go see that with me. No, I don't care if everybody in the world said it is literally the best movie ever made. She'd not go see that with me.
We're going to move down into the trailers that are featured this week. Just a couple. Brick Mansions, which is Paul Walker's last movie. Mm-hmm. And
actually, it's not his last movie. It's his last full movie.
Transcendence, starring Johnny Depp, Paul Bettany, and Morgan Freeman. Freeman's the voice of God. Bettany's the voice of Jarvis, and Johnny Depp's the voice of crazy.
So go check those links out. They'll be all over the place. All right. Good? Are you satisfied so far?
I'm sated, yes.
Have you been nerdified?
It happens. I got a little nerdy today. We need a
shirt that says, have you been nerdified?
No, we've had better sayings.
Like what?
Getting down and nerdy. You have to make that one.
I know, I still need to make that one. No, no. So we're going to move on. And next section is we've got is Rapid Fire. This was formerly the Short Box. Go ahead and twist the knife. He's very upset that we lost the Short Box name. But I kind of like the new names. You must wake back up now. There you go.
Fuck off!
So we're going to move into Rapid Fire. First thing is we got a little bit of Marvel news. And what is that first bit of Marvel news there, Greg?
The first bit of Marvel news is Scarlett Johansson has a very big role in the Avengers Age of Ultron solo film teased. If she finally gets a solo film, hallelujah, catsuit the whole time.
Can it be an origin story?
I really didn't think you were going to finish the word origin.
Continue. Continue.
I don't know how you do her origin. She's the Black Widow. She kills all her husbands. I think you lose the character at that point.
I don't care. You know what a Black Widow is. She kills her mates after having...
She's pretty big in the Cap movie, though, the new one.
So we've been told. So go ahead and read it.
According to Total Film's new interview with Marvel Studios exec Kevin Feige, the much-anticipated sequel...
I would like to put a thing to the White House, one of those little, what do they call those, petitions,
yeah.
That he change his name.
To what, Feige? Phage?
Something that you can pronounce.
The much-anticipated sequel for Avengers will be a very will feature a very big role for the character of Black Widow. What's more, he teases that a Black Widow solo film may be the next step for the character. I bet she gets a one and done. Feige goes on to say, "We learn more about her past and learn more about where she came from and how she became that in the film. The notion of exploring that even further in her own film would be great, and we have some development work with that."
Can I just say, a grand old a woot woot.
I'm down for her origin. There's also another Black Widow that would be kind of cool to bring in.
Mm.
There's a second Black Widow, like she retires or changes or whatever, and then another Russian chick comes in and becomes Black Widow, blonde girl this time, so that would be kind of cool to see dueling Black Widows.
I still say they need to do the kids movie. From the cartoon?
Down the line, maybe. And so far down the line, you really only get, like shadows of their parents.
I'm good with that.
And then you get those characters, but yeah, I'm good.
Of course, Black Widow is going to first have to make it through the events of the Winter Soldier, which
Feige
promises is a game changer for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Just to finish off with this story, I'm completely down with her getting her own story.
Yeah?
Yeah. As long as Scarlett stays doing it. Her character was a little thin to start with, and I don't mean that physically, I meant...
I was going
to
say, did you watch the same movies that I watched?
Writing-wise, but they have built her out a lot lately.
Right.
So I'm okay with it.
Next up, we've got a little bit of more of Age of Ultron stuff. It says, South Africa filming location not doubling for Wakanda in the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Well, that sucks. There was rumor out there that there was shooting going on in South Africa that was going to be a site for...
That's racist.
There was going to be a site for Wakanda.
That's racist.
But they've said otherwise. I don't think they go on site for Wakanda.
They did not film Lord of the Rings in Mordor. They filmed it in New Zealand.
Come here.
No. So why must they film Wakanda in South Africa?
I think Wakanda ends up being a movie lot anyway. I think some of it, like the rolling hills and stuff,
right.
But I think a lot of that ends up being on a movie lot.
Just a quick question. Did I say that Lord of the Rings name right? Was that the whole city?
No.
Mordor?
Middle Earth.
Shit.
Mordor was the one place.
Crap.
Anyway, it goes off our story earlier where they're talking about it's becoming very effing difficult for us to hope and wish that we're going to get a Black Panther
right. Movie
starring Michael Jai White.
Even though he's not one of my favorite characters, I still think it would be an awesome movie.
Starring Michael Jai White.
And I just like it because it's, if you say that again, I just like it because it's a mix of the very old school primitive people with
technology.
Very high tech stuff.
Yeah, I think it would be cool.
So,
right, going into a little bit of DC news, we've got a couple of Flash stories and a little bit of Gotham. I was so excited for this story. The original Flash, John Wesley Shipp, joins the CW's new series for the new Flash show. Everybody's assuming Jay Garrick.
Oh my God, I just made that connection. You said that earlier.
The original, the Earth 2 original oldest Flash.
Right.
It would be him. I don't see the, bucket helmet.
Right.
But damn, that would be so cool.
I'm serious. Like, it took me
a while just now. I hope he does not end up being anti-Flash. Reverse Flash. Oh,
that would be so bad.
I hope he does not. I hope he's Jay Garrick.
Right.
That would just be such a cool callback. And it might even get him a little bit more press for his old show.
Right. Which I own now.
I do too.
It's somewhere.
It's like 10, 15 bucks for the entire series.
I'm not sure where I put it, but it's in the living room.
I've watched part of it. I get to like so far, and then I, you know, you drop off. Because, I mean, it wasn't a fantastic show.
Oh, no, it was quite awful, actually.
But I still love it. The suit was great.
I don't know.
I loved that, suit. I mean, it was a muscle suit.
What do you want to bet? At least half the suit, the new one is going to be like Under Armour or something like that.
That'd be so funny if he got if he got sponsored by Under Armour,
right?
Nike be going, this is bullshit.
A little bit more Flash news for you. We've got talks from Stephen Krinberg. It says we got this is an article from what is it? Spinoff Online. Says Grant Gustin raced into Arrow viewers' hearts as Barry Allen over the course of two season two episodes, A Scientist and Three Ghosts. In fact, as of now, it's full speed ahead on for a full-fledged Flash series, with the casting well underway. Still, even if Flash doesn't move forward, that won't be the end of Barry Allen, at least not according to Arrow executive Greg Berlanti. I always say that name wrong.
Which basically means they would give him the same treatment that Green Arrow got in Smallville. He'd end up becoming an everyday character, or at least, you know, get within a storyline every, you know, two or three times in the series.
Right.
In a season. And either way, I'm perfectly fine. I just don't want the character to die if the show ends up not being as well done.
Right. Berlanti says, fingers crossed we don't screw it up and he gets his own show, he told Digital Spy. If he didn't, I don't think we would ever want to let Grant go. He's too valuable. That would be our hope, I think. No matter what, to keep Barry part of the universe. So, he's there to stay.
Yeah.
I absolutely love this because that's a big problem. Like, I've seen...
I mean, at the worst, you also gain a bunch of other characters...
Right.
...that you could seamlessly pull back into Arrow.
Right. Agreed.
Including Jake Garrick. And I still say that they're adding pieces that would help make a JSA movie show, I don't care what, Justice Society with the older characters, like a Wildcat. Just, I mean, you bring in an old grizzled fighter like Dana White. He's an old he's the owner of a UFC.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of cool. It would probably be, well, what was his name? He's in the Expendables. The one with the cauliflower ear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That would be kind of cool. I just thought about
him. As who?
As Wildcat.
Oh.
He's like a trainer for the superheroes. That's what he ends up being as he gets older.
Yeah. Fair enough. Next thing we've got is we've got Fox's Gotham cast, Oswald Cobblepot, Alfred Pennyworth, and more. And I did not realize this, but if that's Oswald, very young and unpenguinly-like.
Yes.
And if this is Pennyworth,
very young and...
old-like.
Yeah.
So this is following their announcement this weekend that Southland star Ben McKenzie will play James Gordon in the Gotham series. Warner Brothers Television has announced the casting of four more characters for the show. Robin Lord Taylor from Accepted and The Walking Dead joins the cast as Oswald Cobblepot, which, looking at his picture, that's a good-looking, normal Penguin.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
Sean Pertwee from Alan Partridge and Event Horizon will play Alfred Pennyworth in this version of the series. I don't think this show will become canon like I think Arrow will.
Right.
Because they're obviously getting their own Alfred when the movie will have another.
Oh, I gotcha, Pertwee's Alfred appears to be taking some cues from Jeff Johns' comic Batman Earth 1 as he describes as followed. A tough-as-nails ex-marine, woo, from East London. Alfred Pennyworth has loyally served the Waynes. Now in the wake of their tragic death, he's fiercely protective of the young Bruce Wayne. This is the version of Alfred that I've liked the thought of, because I saw it in the cartoon.
Yeah.
This is the trainer. You know, this is Bruce, he gets it in his brain, he wants to get revenge, so Alfred sits him down. I think they set this off, if they do it right, to train Bruce.
A younger Bruce. You don't see him ever as Batman.
Right.
But you get cuts of young Bruce training.
Right. Alfred sits down and goes, look, if this is what you want to do, this is how you're going to do it.
The series has also cast Sabrina Guevara, I'm going to go with, from Burn Notice, as Gordon's boss at the GCPD, Captain Essen, and Aaron Richards from Being Human and Merlin as Gordon's fiance, Barbara Keene. Bruno Heller, who wrote The Mentalist and Rome, is serving as the scriptwriter for the pilot.
And will serve as executive producer of the series.
And then on top of that, Harvey Bullock, for those who watched the old animated series cartoon, he was the
wasn't fat, Bullock in the movie?
Sort of. He was that corrupt cop, I think. Right. He was never really a corrupt cop in the animated series, which I liked his version better.
Right.
He's been cast, Donald Logan from Terriers or Sons of Anarchy, and we've seen him for years.
He was in a sitcom, something about the, it was him, the wife, the daughter, and then the crazy son. What was it? Like, Rules to Dating My Teenage Daughter? No, wait, that's the guy that passed away.
I don't remember. Anyway, he's going to play Bullock. His version of Bullock is described as Jim Gordon's partner and mentor. The rough around the edges detective plays loose with police procedure, but he gets results, and he does it in an old school, forceful panache. So I'm cool with that casting. He's a little bit older than Gordon, so he comes in and teaches him.
Right.
You don't get Batman Year One because of that. Like, we've both watched the animated.
I've read Year One.
And then I've got Year One, I think, that I read.
Or Zero Year, I'm sorry.
No, I've read Year One is different. It was years ago. But I'm good with all of these castings.
Yeah, so far with the cast, this short of a Batman casting.
Yeah.
This is... Which is turning into pretty decent.
Yeah. I don't think a Batman casting.
I'm definitely enjoying this. Like, the way they're describing, like, if we go back to, where to go, the one, like, it described Cobblepot. Where did it go? It says it describes him, its character is described as follows: with the brains of a chess grandmaster, and the morals of a jackal. Cobblepot is a low-level psychopath who hides his sadistic lust for power behind an exquisitively polite demeanor. I'm like, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Ah, there it is. Rules of Engagement. Rules of Engagement. The guy who's playing Bullock was in Rules of Engagement.
In the first Blade movie, he was the henchman to the lead vampire in that movie.
Oh, good call.
I completely remember that now.
But yeah, so I mean, I like the way they're doing this.
I think Gotham is turning out to be, they're casting it at least... As long as it's not written horribly,
right?
It could be a great show. We don't know what kind of show it's going to be. Do you think it ends up being a cop procedural, or do you get...
I think it becomes an Arrow type thing.
No, what if it turns into like a Chicago Fire type of show?
That's a good show.
It's not a procedural show. You get what they do. They have their day job, but you also get the drama behind it. So that would be really cool.
Here's the question. We can run off this, and then we'll get out of this story. Do you think there's a possibility that they run a Batman show off of this?
No. I don't think people would buy a Batman show.
You don't think so?
I think Batman is strictly comic, animated, and movie. I don't think you cannot get that character across well in an hour short, or 40 minute short.
But think about it. What if they, this is the story we should have put in the freaking main
one. Yeah.
What if they did, like, we're talking about with, you know, Alfred being the training and Gordon getting his training and yada, yada, yada. You know, what if they built that? They could very easily build that up very slowly.
I don't think you change the show into a Batman show. I think it stays.
No, I'm not saying, I'm talking like they've done with Arrow.
But you'd have to recast even more of those characters. So we'll talk about it next week, and I'm sure we'll see other stuff, but I don't think it happens. I don't think a Batman show happens at all.
You're making me sad.
Going into comic news,
Wait a minute. If they've cast Alfred.
Yes.
Why the hell have they cast Bruce?
I'm sure that's coming. But you got to figure out, it's going to be a early... What? It's going to be a teenage Bruce.
Like what? 10? 12?
No, I think he's older. I don't think he's a child.
What age did their parents die?
I think his parents are dead in this.
Okay.
I think you get teenage Bruce. I think you get teenage Bruce who's training.
Right.
But you don't see him a lot.
Okay, fair enough. Sorry, my brain went sideways there for a second. Go ahead.
Supergirl for the comic news in Supergirl 28 is now going to be a Red Lantern. First time I've heard of this.
I saw it earlier and I went, what?
I don't know how she becomes a Red Lantern, because Red Lanterns are Anger and Hate. Anger and Hate.
Right.
As far as I know, like, their heart gets taken out and replaced by the power from the ring.
Right.
And it absorbs them and they become Hate. I'm going to have to actually read Supergirl. I haven't picked up a Supergirl ever.
15, 20 years?
Ever.
No,
I've never picked up a solo Supergirl issue.
Fair enough.
So I want to know, it's called, the run that this, the story arc is going to be called The Red Daughter of Krypton. I want to know what she's so pissed off about. So come back later on when this releases. It comes out on February 19th, so next comic book day, Wednesday.
Yeah, it says a Red Lantern ring is coming to get Kara. Kara. And it will change her forever. No lie. Not an imaginary story. It's really going to happen.
The writer who's writing her right now is a former Green Lantern writer. So I don't know what the F to expect.
Cover looks really cool, though.
It does. I don't know. I'm going to have to read it. I might have to read a DC book.
Right. Possibly the comic of the week for next week.
Possible. There's another one. They're introducing a new character in Batman.
Huh?
They're not having a Robin. He's not going to have a new Robin for a while. But they are replacing that character.
Me and you will talk about that later. But I kind of actually like that comic of the week for next week.
It's possible.
Since it'll play off of this week's episode.
We could probably do a double, maybe.
No.
Possibly.
We barely have time to read the one.
Moving into movie news.
Michael Keaton basically says, I'm in for Beetlejuice 2 if Tim Burton's in.
I mean, that's pretty much the story. It came from Rolling Stone. Michael Keaton confirms Beetlejuice 2 as long as Tim Burton, I talk good today.
Will direct.
As long as he will direct. Michael Keaton said in a recent interview that he has been speaking with Tim Burton about making Beetlejuice 2. During a junket for his latest film, RoboCop, the actor told MTV that the sequel is getting closer and closer to becoming a reality. As long as they're involved, those two, maybe Winona Ryder.
I was going to say, I would bring, even though I don't necessarily like her acting, I would have to bring Winona Ryder back.
Do you bring back everybody?
I don't know if you could bring Baldwin back. He is so fat now.
I don't know, though. You bring back Baldwin, you bring back Gina Davis.
Was it Gerson or Davis?
Gerson is a different person.
Okay.
Gina Davis. I think if you bring back that four-character cast, like, it's been long enough, she lives in the house by herself now.
Right.
Without the parents.
Which Baldwin was that? Was that Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't even remember. But wouldn't it be great to just suddenly see them? He's like, somehow as a ghost, he's gotten fatter. And, you know, he's like, well, you know, eventually we stop aging. We just haven't figured out when yet. That would be awesome to see, though.
I'm completely down, even though it's been so long.
Right?
Well, at this point, it's 27 years later, I think they said.
I don't know. I can't read that. Yeah, there you go. Right there.
Let's see here. In November, Winona Ryder, who played Lydia Deetz in the original, hinted that she was working on a sequel. I'm kind of sworn to secrecy, but it sounds like it might be happening. It's been 27 years. She loved Lydia so much. She was a huge part of me. And I would really be interested in seeing what she's doing 27 years later. Lydia's kids.
I'm telling you, we just wrote that whole movie. It's all you need. You just need a bunch of jokes.
I put Baldwin in it. You know why? Because he's still freaking funny.
Nice.
Next up, you have some Star Wars news. First, Netflix announces exclusive deal for the last season of Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Because I talked about this last year when it got canceled.
Right.
It got canceled and they were never allowed to finish the show.
Right.
Because, you know, Disney doesn't own Cartoon Network. They have their own channels.
Right.
Was it going to move? No, they just killed it completely. So what happened is now Netflix is going to air the final season, which is 13 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also getting exclusive director's cuts of the previous 5 seasons. So that means binge watching for me.
Speaking of binge watching and Netflix, have you watched House of Cards?
No.
Watch it.
Okay.
I mean, just because season 2 just came out.
Yeah.
And you know they all aired all at once.
I know.
Watch it.
I'll watch it.
Good.
I love this completely. it makes my purchase of $8 a month to Netflix amazing! And it also opens up the ability for them to bring in the original Star Wars trilogy and the prequels onto Netflix as well and expand it. You know, maybe get some of the special edition, like, I would love to see the documentaries for Star Wars, like talking about how the old movies were made and stuff like that. Maybe even put the Christmas special on there.
No, please don't. I really wish somebody would burn that.
Also in that vein, Freddie Prinze Jr., who everyone thought fell off the face of the earth.
I was going to say, apparently I'm very surprised when this name ran across us.
Apparently he's not handsome anymore because he's now going to voice acting.
Oh, that's not nice.
He is going to be in the new Star Wars cartoon, Star Wars Rebels, as a character called Kanan. He is described as a cowboy Jedi. And he's a cowboy Jedi in the new series, and after Order 66 took place in Episode 3, he's not exactly keen to let people know that he's a Jedi. So I bet he ends up kind of being a bounty hunter or a smuggler, but he's really a Jedi.
Right.
Okay, I mean, I have no problem with Freddie Prinze Jr.
So apparently, I forget, this is set between Episodes 3 and 4?
I think that's where the world is going to go.
Sweet. I like that. I don't like the animation they're doing with these Star really? Wars shows. I don't. But then again, I'm an old school animation guy. I like the old stuff, not this new crap.
Okay. This one's all you, Hoss.
We got a little bit of video game news. For those of you that really liked the Worms video, or the Worms game on PC, I think, was there a...
It's on iPhone now.
Was there an iPhone?
There's version? A version on iPhone.
Worms Battlegrounds announced for Xbox One and PS4. Team 17 is currently developing a new game called Worms Battleground, arriving on Xbox One and PS4. It will be the first title in the franchise to release on next-gen hardware. Microsoft has some news of its own, as Worms Battleground will be the first Xbox title. Furthermore, it will be self-published on Xbox One, removing a lot of the hurdles involved in previously publishing independent titles on the platform. Apparently, the Worms title has been around since 1995 and has more than a dozen releases during that time.
The latest title, Worms Clan Wars, released on PC during last summer. Worms Revolution was the last time the franchise landed on consoles, and it was considered a treat for fans of local multiplayers.
Neat. It's good. I mean, it's a good game. I had a lot of fun when I used to play it.
I tried it on my phone. It was just too small.
Right.
It was really freaking hard to play. The first time I ever saw it was head-to-head on SourceFed Nerd.
Right.
They played it, and it looked like they hated each other.
So, next thing, we've got some tech news. 3-year-old pizza. Yes, please. Apparently, the military has developed pizza with 3-year-old shelf life. I'm not reading this because it'll make me sick.
The long-lasting pizza has become known as the holy grail of MREs, or meals ready to eat, of MRE foods at the research center due to the high demand from soldiers and the challenges associated with its development. I can't imagine it's going to taste like pizza.
Keep going.
Michelle Richardson, a food scientist at the center, said you can basically take the pizza, leave it on the counter, packaged for 3 years, and it'd still be edible. Richardson added the pizza is one of the most requested items when soldiers are asked every year what they'd like to have in their rations. Basically, we're getting the little pizza from Back to the Future that you just dehydrate and then dehydrate it. By the way, I'd buy a dehydrator.
A hydrator?
A rehydrator.
Rehydrator.
So you put it in the rehydrator.
I would totally buy that.
And then... Ding, and then you get a full pizza.
Was it like 4 seconds and it pulled all the way out or something
like
that?
Yeah!
That's like a microwave, but on steroids. We should invent that. next up, James Tibber actually says on our Facebook page, he goes, happy for the military, but I wouldn't eat this unless it was a dire situation.
Most people don't like MREs unless it's a dire situation.
You know, they're actually not that bad.
I've had them.
I've had a couple of them. Next thing we've got up is some more tech news. Speaking of Back to the Future, looks like Marty McFly was a prophet.
Back to the Future 2 Powerlace shoes are coming from Nike to be released in 2015. I will wear those high tops!
Yeah?
In a heartbeat! I will save some money.
I'm just curious how that works, like if it's a pressure sensor or what.
So this is heavy. Doc, hey, remember those Nike sneakers Michael J. Fox character Marty McFly wore that automatically laced up in the 1989 sequel, Back to the Future Part 2? Of course you do. I now have good news. The wait is finally over. Yesterday at the Jordan Brand's Flight Lab space in New Orleans, Nike designer Tinker Hatfield was asked about the chances of Nike producing a power lacing sneaker soon. Are we going to see power laces in 2015? To that, I say yes.
You, sir, are amazing.
Oh, my God. I mean, I can't even finish the article. There's a funny commercial about the power laces.
This was when they did them in they did 1,500 pair. Remember we talked about that last year? You just got called out on your girly drink.
Shut up. Someone in the chat noticed what I was drinking. So that's cool. Ben Breeson, off our Facebook page says, okay, hoverboard is next.
Okay, what else was in there? Because you had the hoverboard, the lace-up shoes.
The jacket,
the self-drying jacket. Yes! I want that! As a cable guy, I must have that. I want to be able to walk to work and go, oh, it's so cold! And everything is dry. I'm just saying, please, dear God, give me self-drying jacket. What else was there?
I don't care. I'm done now. My life is solved.
I've seen the hat.
Lace-up shoes that do them by themselves, and then a self-drying jacket. I would just stand
and there. And it sizes, too? Like, yes.
My God, please. Dear God, yes.
As long as spikes don't come into style again like that, I'm okay.
And we got our last bit of news is other news. Lego Ghostbusters. OMG.
What?
Go for it.
Lego Ghostbusters, a toy set, is revealed at the Toy Fair in New York for 2014. I have to have
it. Look at this. One. Guys, this is not as good as if since you can't see it.
Oh, my God. Go to the link.
But the pictures... What link?
No, I'm telling them to go to the link.
The pictures look so...
Oh, my God.
Really, really want. I just want the car.
It looks so good, doesn't it?
Right.
Holy crap! I have a buddy who, he's got stuff everywhere.
Wonderboy Dickinson off the Facebook page says, "My inner child is screaming."
That's weird because my outer child was just screaming.
And James Timber says, "I still want the WoW Mega Block sets. Too darn expensive, though. I want the Minecraft set."
I was mean. Yeah. We opened it because it's all in individual boxes, and I went like this, poured it in the box, and then went, go build it.
And you shook it all up.
I shook it.
You're a jackass.
He goes, that makes it harder, Daddy. It's like, that's how Daddy built Legos.
I was going to say, I want Lego sets to come out like they did when we were kids, where it was a generic type thing. You didn't get the, this is the New York Police Department fire code 66 truck. No, it was... generic fire truck with extra dude. And that way, if you bought a police car, you could make police fire truck with extra dude.
We always got the anything that had a spaceship on it. I know. And always doubled up the spaceship, the cockpits.
Yeah.
And then put those together and made a ship around it.
Yes. We really had too much fun with Legos as children.
Which is why I always do that to him. I take all of his Legos, put them into one thing, and go, cool, build.
So, that's it for the stories this week.
Yes, it is.
Pretty decent show.
Question of the week last week was, what technological thing which have been on TV or movies are you hoping they come out with in our lifetime? This one was pretty popular.
Yeah.
Our sister, Sarah Hill, says, stylish pins that secretly transform you into a magical girl, such as from Sailor Moon.
You need one of those.
Shut up.
What?
I don't need a pen that turns me into a girl. I have dresses.
A magical girl.
A magical girl?
Carrie says, the scanner that Bones McCoy uses from Star Trek that he'll scan you and just it will him what's wrong with you.
Just tell him what's wrong with
you. Oh.
Dave Townsend said, the food microwave thing from The Fifth Element.
Lily Hamilton says, Rosie from the Jetsons.
Dude.
Right?
Right.
Oh, we get more
Breakfast Jetsons. Breakfast on a butter
There's slide? One missing. Going on the Jetsons one, Our stepdad actually went on there. They must have forgot to pull it. He went on there and he wanted the
foldable car.
No, the automatic get dressed machine in the morning.
Oh, the bed where, that shoots you.
Yeah, yeah, gets up, runs him through the shower, dresses you, that kind of thing.
Trevor Hutfield says hoverboards, lightsabers, mass production of the kit car.
Nah. Oh, he says kit in quotation. It's the light.
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, hang on. What's the name of it? Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Knight Rider car. And Les says the handgun from Judge Dredd, where you can say what rounds you want. Ooh, that would be cool.
And explosive just randomly round. From Chase Green last week, our second question of the week was, what is your favorite color? Shane Miller's was yellow.
Carrie's is black.
Dave Towns is an orange.
Les is also is orange. What is yours?
Blue.
Huh?
Blue.
Sorry, I burped.
Yours is burp.
Mine is either blue or orange. I go back and forth some years. So awesome. Thank you for answering the questions of the week last week, but we're going to need you to do that again for this week's question of the week, which is going to be, let's see.
Kind of like the first one.
Okay, go for it.
With the upcoming release of Ghostbusters Lego, what franchise would you like Lego to bring out next?
This is requested by Dave Townsend. What franchise would I like
to see? Why does it necessarily have to be a franchise? Why can't it just be something?
You know what I'd like to see? Mm. Just as a great joke, is Suburbia.
I've never seen it.
No. I'm talking literally the blocks have little pictures on the side so that when you put them together, it looks like a cul-de-sac. So that, you know, and you've got a little basketball goal and all that good stuff. I would like... No, that's not what I want to see. Although that would be funny.
There's the answer. Our stepfather gave the answer for what he wanted technological.
Uh-huh.
The Colonial Viper.
What?
The ship from the Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh.
The fighters.
Oh, Shane Miller was the one that said the dressing machine. My bad, homies. Sorry. Did we get any more? Will McCamus says the flying cars.
I'm trying to think of what franchise or something I would love to see.
Denny Lawler, Denny Lawler says completely immersive gaming experience like the Oculus Rift, but without the glasses or the goggles. And Jonathan Goss says toilet paper. anyways, so back to the question of this week.
I want Phineas and Ferb stuff.
That would be awesome.
Because they have so much weird crap that they build.
Right.
I think it would be kind of cool.
That would be a cool ongoing set. Like, as they get something different,
yeah,
they put the Lego set out. Yeah. That would be cool.
Someone in the chat had a mention for last week's question of the week, and it was the necklace from Dude Wears My Car that makes girls' boobs bigger. I'm down.
Can we get Angry Birds Legos? Or is that a thing already?
I don't know if that's a thing already.
I mean, think about it. The little...
It would be dangerous.
Oh, who gives a shit?
I'm just saying.
I mean, seriously, what is he doing? Oh, there we go. So that's my answer, though. I think I'd like to see Angry Birds Legos. Patience in our chat says she'd like to see, why not go full out Wall-E?
Yeah. I can see Wall-E. What about any live-action TV shows? Do you think any of them?
No.
No?
No. I mean, Ghostbusters was live-action movie, but regardless. So, we want you to go on our Facebook, facebook.com/nerdinthenoob or nerdinthenoob.com. Go to, and we want you to answer the question. With the upcoming release of Ghostbusters Legos, what franchise would you like Lego to bring out next? I really, really, really want that car.
I know. We might have to both.
Yes.
Birthday present!
You have to talk to my wife about that.
Birthday present!
All right, guys. Thanks for coming to the show.
If you need to get in contact with us in any way, shape, or form, I got it. You can contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/nerdofthenoob, Twitter, twitter.com/nerdofthenoob. We have individual Twitters. Mine is gman0184. His is opaque_mango. If you want to get us if you want to check out all the show notes, you can go to our forum, which is nerdofthenoob.niceboards.com. Just a reminder, we are two people away from 200 on the Facebook page. So please go like it. Make a separate account for your cat and let your cat like it.
Yes, we would like to see so-and-so's cat and so-and-so's cat become friends on Facebook and then like us together, and it would be great.
Yes. We are on twitch.tv/nerdthenoob every Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time-ish. And,
That's it.
That's it.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Love you.
Peace!
Out! Love this show!